USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Instead of addressing the issue, why tens of millions of Americans are furious with Washington lawmakers, the status quo rolls on in D.C. as Democrats move to impeach or call for the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump 9 days before his term ends. The Rasmussen poll, one of the most accurate polls of the 2020 election, finds President Trump's approval rating soared to 51% after Wednesday's melee at the Capitol building. The new $900 billion stimulus legislation sets Friday as the cutoff date to send the $600 payments to you. If you don't receive your full second stimulus check, you will need to claim it when you file your federal tax returns this year as a recovery rebate credit. As President Trump was banned from Twitter, the Ayatollah of Iran continues to rant on Twitter. He wants Americans dead. And surprisingly, Twitter is okay with that. Rush Limbaugh, the conservative talk show host, deactivated his own Twitter account in solidarity. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.